Welcome to the Everyday Guru Podcast with your hosts, Jared and Tiffany. Each week, we interview everyday gurus who are full of wisdom, love, and laughter, hope-filled stories that need to be shared with the world. We love receiving feedback. Please share, leave a review, or best of all, a voice message.
If you find value in our podcast, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by visiting anchor.fm/everydayguru/support.
Hey, everybody. This is Jared, the Everyday Guru. I have with me Tiffany.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, this is Padma, and I'm happy to be here with you guys.
She's a spiritual counselor, published author, 25 years teaching physical, mental, and energetic mechanics of being present through mindfulness-based practices. What kind of work do you do with a spiritual counselor?
Well, I work with people to take them through the challenging places in their lives and to assist them in coming home to themselves. Like, if you really want to know who you are in your heart, in your essence, that's what I help people with, is coming home.
Gotcha. So how's that, like, what kind of work do you do with your clients? I mean, in depth, I guess I should say. What in depth do you do? I mean, how do you?
Yeah, that's how do I work with people?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Well, I work with people, especially now during our pandemic time. I work with people on the phone and I work with people over Zoom, all over the world, really. And I'm very body oriented, somatically oriented. So I talk to people. We unpack what's going on. We unpack, of course, in any kind of counseling setting, family stuff, and just the patterns, basically patterns that are getting in your way of being happy. And then feeling what's going on when you notice the pattern, you notice how the pattern works, and then you notice the emotions that are associated with, because the body is like a map of your whole life, and emotions actually get trapped in the body, especially around things that might have been challenging, painful, or even traumatic. And so learning how to turn toward what's in the body and really be present, because healing happens in the present time, and the body is a true ally in healing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
When somebody comes to you and says, hey, I want to get started with you.
You know, it's interesting because usually when I meet with somebody, the first thing I do, as we did today here together, is I sit quietly. I invite them into silence. I invite them into silence. I mean, first we chit chat, we shoot the breeze, you know, we say hello, and then we get quiet, because getting quiet takes you into a deeper kind of frequency of yourself. It takes you out of your head and into the present. And so I just really start with whatever is present for someone, and depending on the person, it'll take them more time or less time to actually kind of spiral in to what is essentially the issue. And so we just take our time. I'm a huge fan of moving incrementally, because what I know is that when things change incrementally, the change is sustained. But I'm not a fan of like jackhammering on the heart or jackhammering on the psyche. It's just for me, and there can be ways that we can work that way, but it can actually cause more harm. You know, it can catalyze something, it can catalyze an opening, but then you have to really stabilize in your experience, in your healing. So hopefully that helps. You know, so we do some talking, some feeling, some sensing, some attending to yourself, basically.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yes, Tiffany.
Sorry about that. How did you get started as a spiritual counselor?
Yeah, how did you? I'm not sure.
That's a good question. Well, I have been on a spiritual journey since I was 15. So my birthday is coming up soon. So that's
What day?
September 10th.
Wow. Guess what? Mine's on the 1st. I got you.
Oh, happy birthday. Almost here. So, yeah, I mean, I've been meditating since I was 15. Pretty consistently, certainly not every day of my life, but I got on the path of meditation very early and have had different teachers, and it's just something people have always come to me and confided in me, even from when I was a young child.
Right.
People confided in me, so there was something I think that people felt that they could trust, and over the years through different paths of study along with mindfulness, which is its own path of inquiry, I have cultivated the ability to listen and to basically be really curious. Mm-hmm. So I think being a spiritual counselor is being able to be present, hold the space for whatever shows up, and then ask questions.
So you're like a mindfulness guru then?
You could say that. I do record meditations on Insight Timer, and I love silence. I love music, and I love silence.
You'd probably kill me then. I could get together like in a car ride for much more than an hour. Mm-hmm. Without being dropped off by the side of the road.
Yeah.
So what are the foundational elements of a healthy relationship?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
thank you for asking that.
Dive right in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. Well, this is a topic that I'm super excited about right now because I just published my first book.
And
it's on... Thank you. Yeah, it's in its first month of release, and it hit number one new release in two different categories, which was really
great.
Thank you. So ask me the question again, please.
What are the foundational elements of a healthy relationship?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If people are going to ask that, so we might as well.
Okay, great. Well, my book, which is called Being Together, Practical Wisdom for Loving Yourself and Your Partner, has lots of information about how to have a healthy relationship. So there are so many elements. Let me just name a few.
Okay.
I mean, one is really being able to accept yourself and accept the other person.
Right.
There's acceptance. There's just accepting who they are, because no one's going to be perfect. No one is perfect, and we are all perfect just the way we are. And no one's going to have every single preference and every single like everything that you like and do things the way you do it. It's just not how the world works.
Right.
So acceptance is key. And all of these things that I'm going to mention really start with applying these principles to yourself.
Right.
And then applying them in a relationship with somebody who has shown up to be a reflection, to be a team player. Mm-hmm. So being able to work together, I would say, being on the team, showing up and saying, you know what, I'm on the team, which includes commitment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Commitment, the first commitment is, I'm going to be in full integrity with myself as I relate to you. That means I'm respecting myself, I'm honoring myself, and then I'm offering the same to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
Cool. Yeah. So respect is up there, really high on the list. You know, I think there's so many sort of aspects, but really don't take things personally. It's not about you. It's really not about you. Even though someone says something, it's not about you. I mean, we know that when we get upset or triggered by something, it's our stuff. Somebody has just touched a nerve. They've touched a tender place. And that's information. And so to be able to accidentally, usually. I mean, really, not to do anything that would be intentionally harmful to somebody you care about. Don't act like a jerk, of course. Is, you know, to just be able to be present. That's where the silence comes in. Just be with yourself, be with the other person, and don't go into reaction. Don't start blaming and yelling, or don't completely shut down. Or if you are going to do any of those things, one thing that's really great, of course, in relationships is communication. Communication based in I trust you to take care of yourself and to be truthful with yourself and with me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right? So communication is important. How does that work for you guys? Communication, or like, if, I mean, how long have you been together?
3 months, 4 months.
Oh, so it's brand new. All right. So I wouldn't assume that you would have had any real arguments, but maybe just like a little. Oh, good.
You haven't put me in the doghouse yet. So
good. Maybe, I mean, well, so let's just say a little wrinkle. You know, wrinkles based in a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Right? So when a wrinkle comes up, which there can be really tiny wrinkles, mm-hmm. and then there can be big wrinkles. So one of the main things in a relationship is to name, that was hard for me how you just said that, or honey, that felt like a little bit of a sharp tone. I wonder if you would be up for saying it in a different way, you know. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of skillfulness. I mean, in a certain way, relationships are the final frontier. I almost called the book that.
Oh, wow.
But it's a little too Star Trek. So
I don't get that. I like that title.
I bet you do.
Well, it's funny though that you mentioned that. I just trying to get my thought. It's so funny. Keep a thought there and in my head that long for that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's so funny thing about listening. I'm like, I'm not used to that. I'm like, to keep something a thought in my head for a minute. That's off. But you're mentioning about something or other. What were you just mentioning before? Somebody that said that. Oh, okay. I remember what it was now. About how if something triggers you, like say somebody calls you stupid, right? Mm-hmm. And you know you're not stupid or ignorant. It's not going to bother you.
Right.
You're going to laugh off. Ha ha, that's comical, right?
Right.
But if it triggers you really deeply badly, then it might be something that you said you're resenting, you know, that you need to work on. You have resentment and you need to work on that area.
Absolutely. Where some part of you actually feels like, maybe I'm not that smart. Or maybe there's some truth to that.
Right. Yep,
that's where it's these tender places. And sometimes we kind of trespass on each other's tender places in a relationship because we don't know. We don't know it's there. Mm-hmm. We didn't realize, I didn't, because you're just getting to know somebody. I mean, 3 months, you all are way at the beginning.
Yes.
Right.
You're in the honeymoon phase, as it were.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You share the bed for 3 months versus 2 or 3 years, and you start to know every little thing that drives you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You learn, you know, every little thing that rubs each other the wrong way.
Yes.
And you have to get on each other's nerves, whether it be snoring, whether it be hogging the sheets, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And so then what do we do? What do we do when we start to find ourselves getting a little annoyed? Oh, he left his, you know, toothpaste in the sink again, or hogging the sheets. How do we, that's where the acceptance comes in. And one of the chapters in my book is called Unconditional Acceptance. Because there are things that you just are going to have to accept. Right. And then, you know what? Absolutely. If somebody really snores loudly, there are things that they can do, you know, perhaps medically or, you know, for healing. But also, you might decide, you know what? I don't want to sleep with earplugs every night of my life. And so you have separate bedrooms. Mm-hmm. You snuggle, you have your intimate time, and then you kiss your partner goodnight and you go sleep. And then they crawl into bed with you in the morning. There are so many ways of navigating situations. And so I would really encourage everyone who's listening to this to to be open and to recognize that these kinds of smaller things are not necessarily untenable. We just have to think outside the box.
Yeah. Actually, and you mentioned that kind of segue into another question. Great. Like challenges. How do you, like couples who are having challenges now, especially with COVID, mm-hmm. What methods would you recommend or advice or philosophy would you give to help them turn around? Because, you know, with COVID, mm-hmm. everybody's like ready to kill each other. Literally. I mean, let's go down the road. I have a truck. It's a small truck. So, but it still sits up higher than a lot of cars, of course. So you look at a couple's faces, man, they're ready to like go to war. Because, you know, you can read body language, I'm sure, like you can.
Sure, you know, absolutely.
More so than a lot of people can because of, you know, what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. But I can just see people are just, you know, you don't tread right. on me kind of looking. Mm-hmm. So obviously, couples are having a really tough time now. So
yeah,
any advice you could give the couples who are maybe want to go at it?
Yeah, thank you. That's such a timely question, Jared. So important. And I mean, the truth is that during this pandemic, people are spending a lot more time together. And so one of the things which I think is a simple thing is just give the person some space. Mm-hmm. Give each other some space. And that's physical space. And that's also that sort of space of acceptance is widen it, stretch it out, like make it as big as you can make it. And in order to do that, one of the things that can really help is focusing on what's working. What do you love about this person? That's another chapter mm-hmm. in my
yeah,
book.
Absolutely,
is,
yeah.
Is appreciation, right? Mm-hmm. Appreciation, wonder. Just look at the person, whether it's 3 months, 3 years, or 30 years, and say, wow, I am so thankful to have this person in my world. Yes, they snore. Yes, they leave. They're messy. Yes, they do this or don't do that. Mm-hmm. But just to actually look for, oh, I really appreciate that they cook dinner. Or, oh, I appreciate that they do the shopping. Mm-hmm. Or look for the simple things. Actually prioritize looking for them and then saying them. Let your partner know. So a great practice during COVID or just any time is to say 5 things every day that you appreciate about your partner. Be authentic. Don't make stuff up, but just be really honest. And it can be the tiniest thing. It can be, oh, you look really, I really like that shirt on you. You know, your hair looks so nice today. Oh, you look, you know, so beautiful sitting here with me at the kitchen table today. You know, just like the very simple things, just right. Oh, I love the way the light is catching your hair is stunning, you know. Or wow, thanks for like taking out the trash for 20 years, honey. Thanks for doing it again today.
It's okay,
these really small things, right? They matter. Because I just want to say one last piece is every time you say something, you're making a deposit in the bank account of goodness. Mm-hmm. You say these good things and they add up. So then when you get annoyed, it's actually the annoyance is a tiny speck in an ocean of goodness.
Right.
True story. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to say, any guys that are listening, this is how you're going to get brownie points, and this is how, you know, a lot of stuff is going to be forgiven. The first thing you say, the sex was amazing. Every time. I'm just saying. I wouldn't know, but.
Uh-huh. Yep, you can appreciate sex. You can appreciate food. You can appreciate anything. I think that's great. And
eyes, too. It's, women love to be coming to their eyes.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah, there you go. So, go on.
I have a question.
Okay.
Great.
What about love between two partners? What about self-love?
Yeah. She read my mind. I was just going to say that. She just read my mind. Like, I was just going to mention that next one, self-love. Because a lot of people, as you know, especially in California, the Sunshine State, the state of love, as I call it, that I know I've been talking to in California, and they're saying the same thing as me, man. People are just depressed. You talk to them and they just don't have a lot of love and respect for themselves. Like maybe, you know, a year ago, mm-hmm. COVID happened, people, yeah. you know, it all kind of goes in the same pool.
Yeah. No, that's such an important question, you guys. I mean, that's why the book is called Loving Yourself, Being Together, Loving Your Practical Wisdom for Loving Yourself mm-hmm. and Absolutely. Your partner. Because self-love is the foundation. So anything that you practice with yourself, you can practice with somebody else and vice versa. So for instance, this appreciation that I was just talking about, you can actually appreciate yourself. Because every time you do that, first of all, even though our parents did their best, and I know everybody's parents did their best.
Well, not every parent, but most of them tried.
Most parents, you're right. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know very many people, if any, who have received enough acknowledgement, enough appreciation, enough recognition. So self-love can just be really having positive self-talk, being really kind to yourself. It can also mean when your list is, you know, as long as your arm, which most people's lists are at least that long, when you check stuff off of your list, you can cheer yourself on. You can actually say, yay, I did it. I'm awesome. I finished doing the dishes or whatever it is, you know? And I feel like self-love is the key to happiness, because I know that everyone who's listening to this is not in a relationship.
That's right.
It's not possible. True. There are many, many of us who are out there, and everybody goes through periods of being alone, or maybe long periods or short periods. Mm-hmm. And so those are the times where we can, and I know a lot, and so many people are isolated right now.
Yeah.
Those are actually times to fall in love with yourself. And what we often do is we start giving ourselves a hard time, maybe because we lost our job or we've gained that COVID 10 pounds or whatever it is. The places where we get down on ourselves, and that's what the mind is habituated to do. So it's really this opportunity to fall in love with yourself and to mm-hmm. tend to all of those parts, those probably younger parts that just want to be loved, just want to be held. And so especially if you find yourself getting down on yourself, being hard on yourself, just maybe put one hand on your heart, your adult hand, and just whisper something kind. Whisper, I'm here. Whisper, I love you. You know, and just really let those parts take it in. And I'm including this hand on the heart because it sends a message when we actually engage with the body, the physical body. Mm-hmm. So self-love is at the core of happiness. And the last thing I'll say about it is when you love yourself, then when it's time to meet someone or when someone appears, you're going to attract, you're going to magnetize someone who is magnetized to self-love, is magnetized to your health. Otherwise, we can go down the road of codependency and selling out in different ways, selling out for love. So self-love is the antidote to selling out.
Oh, absolutely. You can't tell people all the time, you know. How can anybody else respect you if you don't respect yourself?
Exactly.
It becomes a codependent relationship.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I know a few neighbors. Ricky Lake, Jerry Springer, once a week, live at my neighborhood. mm-hmm. So yeah, no, totally. And the thing is too, I think once you have self-love too, I think you're more forgiving as a person. Like the small things don't bother you as much. You ignore a lot more. You know what I mean? It doesn't weigh on your heart as much either, or your mind, or.
That's right. That's absolutely true.
Body in general, you know what I mean? You don't feel so heavy.
That's right.
So
you feel good about yourself.
Right.
And actually, when you feel good about yourself, you love yourself, you take more chances. You're willing to
that is true.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. For sure. You know, always tell people, like, I know a lot of women who are, you know, therapists, psychologists. It's like we're all on the same wavelength, you know.
That's right.
It's all groovy.
You're tuned in.
Right, I know, exactly. And the thing is, it's one thing to say it, but you really got to believe it.
You got to believe it, and actually, Jared, you have to practice. You have to practice loving yourself. That's why we meditate, and maybe it's that you put your hand on your heart. Maybe, and something I offer to my clients, people that I work with, is just to set timers on your phone to go off, and then just take a moment, take a breath, and put your hand on your heart and feel like you can do it with anything. We're talking about self-love. Oh, I'm here and I love myself. And because every time you do that, something in your psyche, something in your nervous system starts to relax. And what you want to grow, if you want to grow something, put your attention on it. You want to grow self-love, put your attention on self-love.
Yeah, makes sense, you know? Well, it's like playing an instrument, right? You're not going to get good at it unless you practice, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. And exactly, we were talking on this cast about that, you know? People, who were they talking to? I was talking to somebody. Oh, I think it was Tony on a podcast I'm going to post on Wednesday. And I think I was talking to him about, you know, getting good at it. So people don't see, they see the end result, but they don't see the struggle. They don't see building up, you know? So like everybody probably says, oh, you're so good at this, or, oh, you're so good at meditating. I wish I could be relaxed as you are, right? Mm-hmm. But you can remember, you've been doing it since you were 15. So, you know, they don't see the struggle, you know?
That's right. They say it takes 10,000 hours to master something. So,
wow.
Practicing is essential. Also, we default to our level of practice. So you want to practice being self-loving. So when you make a mistake, and you will, you're kind to yourself and you don't beat yourself up, because also that's a pattern. So then if I do that with myself, what am I going to do in relationship? I'm going to be critical.
True.
I'm going to be judgmental. And so what you practice on the inside is what you offer on the outside.
That is very true.
Yeah, I guess I got one final question for you. We're going to close up, you know. Sure. What about imprinting? I hear a lot about that imprinting from like your parents or from grandparents, or I'm sure you probably deal with that a lot in your practice. Mm-hmm. You know, what advice would you give as far as getting rid of the negative thoughts because of the imprint from, say, your parents, your grandparents? Advice, because I know that's really strong, and it's very tough when you've been told, hey, you know, you suck at this or you suck at that or whatever. Mm-hmm. You've been hearing it since you were a child. It's very, very hard to reprogram your brain. Do you have any advice for people that
who are struggling with that? Sure. That's an excellent question, Jared. You know, we're all walking around with imprints that are not positive. And so those are the places, and what we end up doing is we organize around those imprints. That's how we come to understand ourselves. And so we're walking around with a whole set of misunderstandings, which then give rise to limiting beliefs. So the first thing I would say is have a practice so that you become aware. Have a meditation practice or a yoga practice or a qigong practice, whatever the practice is, something that takes you into presence so that you can then be aware of when you're doing something, when you're acting out of having organized around that imprint in this kind of conditioned response pattern, we call it. So it's really busting yourself, recognizing the conditioned response, being quiet enough, three steps. Being quiet enough to recognize your conditioned response pattern. Bringing compassionate presence and then saying, no, actually, I'm not gonna go with that. That's an old story. That's an old way of being. So I interrupt the pattern. I say, no, thank you. I don't kick it to the curb, but I just say, no, thank you. And then I take a big breath, and I am present, and I see what's going on in my present adult self. And then I do something different. Yeah, so it's really about being present, recognizing what's going on, and interrupting it, and then making a new choice, making a fresh choice. And this practice that I offered before about putting your hand on your heart, you can also wrap your arms around yourself, like just give yourself a hug. There's also, I'll give another thing, you can take one of your hands and wrap it around your thumb. That actually can be very calming for the nervous system.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then, of course, there's one of my favorites, which is take some deep breaths and turn toward this feeling of that goes along with the thought, I'm not good enough, I'm so this, I'm so bad, I'll never, all those things, I'll never be able to X. And just hold yourself in those moments and write a new story. And if you're really kind of ensnared in your limiting beliefs based on your imprinting, growing up in a really tough situation, get some help. Find a counselor.
Right.
You know, I know I do counseling, I'm available for that, but find somebody that you resonate with.
Exactly, because everybody doesn't get along with everybody. You gotta,
find someone who's a match for you.
Right.
Because if you want to make any progress in any area, get a coach. You want to get good at tennis? Take tennis lessons. Get a tennis coach. Right. You want to get good at meditation? Get somebody, spend time with someone who does meditation. Take a meditation course. Mm-hmm. You want to get good at loving yourself? Practice it and get somebody who can coach you to gently towards self-love, because this life is so short, so precious. We have only this limited amount of time, so we gotta.
Exactly. I mean, the people that you know, unfortunately passed away due to COVID. You know, I'm sure. It is what it is. My favorite expression. It really is heartbreaking. But I'm sure, you know, I can speak for some people who may have noticed that, you know, one day they're probably, you know, enjoying their life, not thinking anything, and the next minute, you know, they're in a hospital. It's like you just never know. So
that's right.
Don't take life for granted. We all do at some point. But, you know, it's like the old thing, live like there's no tomorrow. Because, yeah, I mean, I could get COVID tomorrow and, you know, end up in the hospital. But I mean, think about it. I mean, I go to a medical appointment. My doctor's like, did you have a... I guess they see I ride a motorcycle. They're like, do you have a living will? I'm like, yeah, not yet. When I get around to it. But now, you know, after this conversation and all the other ones I've been having with different guests, you know, during this COVID time of, you know, hardness.
Yeah.
That might be a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's really important to recognize that every single moment is sacred. Mm-hmm. Every moment is sacred. So live in appreciation. Appreciate the little things and the big things. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate the people in your world. Because we know, I think one of the things about this pandemic is that it's made it so obvious that we are living in a vast unknown, and that nothing really is certain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it scares me. It scares a lot of people. Yeah, I mean, not like paralyzing fear, but give me respect for life more. You know,
beautiful. That's beautiful.
Right. All right. Well, I suppose we should wrap it up there. So, any last thoughts? Anything you want to plug? I know you have a book coming out, or no, it's already out. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Being Together, Practical Wisdom for Loving Yourself and Your Partner. You can get that on Amazon.
Yes.
Earlier, yep.
Yeah, thank you.
What, 99 cents? Yeah.
You can get the ebook through September 3rd for 99 cents. And after that, it'll be a little more, $4.99. And the paperback is there. And the hardcover is coming out at the end of the year. And then I'm working on an audiobook. So if you're an audiobook fan, that'll be out.
I love audiobooks. That's
probably, yeah, they're so much fun.
I'm going to buy. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, that's going to be out in the spring, in the early spring. So I have that, and I'm working on a course that will follow the book and teach you about this practical wisdom for loving yourself and loving your partner, and it's open to both people who are partnered and who are single. Excellent. So that's happening. And I also want to say, if anybody feels called to reach out to me for counseling over the phone and over Zoom, I am available for that. You can check out my website. It's
podgordon.com.
Yeah, Jared will put some links in there. And really, please reach out to me. And I also offer some exploratory sessions that are complimentary. So you're welcome to reach out to me. And I would love to walk with you and be your ally. So
excellent.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me today.
It's good having you.
Lovely.
Yeah, thanks for, you know.
By the way, I just bought your book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I'll just say, if anybody buys the ebook and wants to leave a, if you like the book, if you buy it and you like it, please, I welcome.
You bought the ebook?
Reviews. It's really, it's really helpful. If people leave that and reach out to me, and I'm on social media, Jared will post all of those links.
Yep, absolutely.
So good to be with you guys.
Thank you. Good having you on a Saturday afternoon. And weather, it's getting nice. I know what the weather like in California, but here it rained.
Yeah. The sun is coming out, though.
So. Oh, yeah, good.
It's like finally poking out like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. It's like
perfect time for a walk.
I think we're going to take the motorcycle, go see my parents, we're going to have some burgers. And
all right, drive safely, huh?
Yeah.
Really, especially if the roads are
absolutely
all wet.
Yeah, and happy...
happy early birthday.
Yeah, happy early birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, happy birthday to you too, Jared. How old are you going to be?
41 old.
Awesome.
No, 41 young, and you have a birthday on September 10th. Mine's the first.
I do.
Yep, so anybody that...
Virgos.
Send her some happy birthday love.
Aww, thank you. Well, so many blessings to you and everyone. Stay really safe and well and healthy out there, and keep loving yourself and loving each other.
Yeah, right. No fighting.
Right. No fighting.
Have a good one, and it's the wrap.
Okay, great. Thank you.